أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah 52.
Surah At-Tur.
Title. The opening word of the surah,
At-Tur,
is also its title. Period of revelation. The internal evidence of the surah suggests that it was revealed in the same period as Surah
Az-Zariyat.
Study of the surah indicates that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was under attack by the unbelievers during the period of its revelation. However, the persecution had not begun. Subject matter and themes. The doctrine of the hereafter is the main subject of its opening part. Arguments for the hereafter had already been adduced in Surah
Adh-Dhariyat.
These are not reiterated in this surah. However, while invoking certain truths, the surah forcefully states that the last day is imminent and that no one has the power to stop its coming. It then provides an account of the punishment that will befall those who reject it, and of Allah's reward, which will be conferred upon those pious, noble souls who accept it. In the next section of the surah, the stance of the Quraysh chiefs is criticized, for they were opposed to the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. They used to mislead people against the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, by labeling him variously as a soothsayer, mad person, and poet. They resorted to this so that people would disregard the Prophet's message. They regarded him as a curse and awaited some calamity that would rid them of him. They accused him of authoring the Quran and ascribing the words to Allah. They reputed that the Quran was, God forbid, a fraud fabricated by him, and were highly critical of the idea that he had been selected as the messenger of Allah. They vented such revulsion towards his call as if he sought some wages from them that they avoided. They held mutual consultations in order to evolve a stratagem that would end his prophetic call. In so doing, they never reconsidered their jahiliya notions. Nor did it occur to them that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was selflessly seeking to drive them out of darkness. While condemning them in this surah, Allah poses a series of questions that constitutes either a rejoinder to their baseless allegations or exposes their ignorance. Allah further tells that it would be pointless for him to present before them some miracle to persuade them of the veracity of the Prophet's call. For they are such die-hard unbelievers that they would dismiss any miracle shown to them and would persist in their rejection of faith. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, is advised to carry out his mission and to disregard the false accusations and allegations of his enemies. He is exhorted to bear with these obstacles with perseverance until Allah decides the issue. He is also assured that Allah has not left him alone to fend for himself against his opponents. Rather, Allah is constantly watching. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, should still endure the situation until Allah makes his decision. He should derive strength and inspiration from the glorification of Allah. This is a prerequisite for striving under hostile conditions.